No matter if it's on the football field or the mall, Cordero Patterson is tough to contain.
You know, I just like to look good. I got to stand out, make sure I look better than everyone.
Here comes the rookie Cordero. Center of the feed to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Bumps it up to the 30. Makes Robbie Gould miss. He's inside the 50, to the 30. And Cordero Patterson is gone!
The Vikings rookie jumped right into the lineup and has shown his speed and quickness. But he is just as quick navigating a mall.
Big passion. That's my love, man. I love shopping just like I love football. Football comes first, but shopping got to come second, though.
Football has always been number one for the rookie speedster. But a close second is using his free time in a mall searching for the newest fashion. And no place is better to spend an off day than at one of the world's largest malls.
Our mall ain't near this. We only got one floor, and this got like four floors. And they adding on. You seeing all these people out here trying to buy me some shoes and stuff. You know, the first time I came here, they ain't let me. It just took me in the Buffalo Wild Wing, the back entrance. I ain't get to see anything. Now I see all this, man. It's a great experience.
Claiming to be one of the best-dressed players on the Vikings roster, Patterson makes sure he is well-dressed every time he comes to work. His passion for fashion is why he takes his shopping so serious.
It's always nice to shop because I am a fashion guy and I like to look good, so it's always an honor and a blessing to get out and go shopping, get away from football sometimes.
The first-round pick enjoys his shopping and looking good off the field, but the rookie also has been looking good on the field. He has shown the quickness and speed the Vikings were hoping for when they traded up to obtain the 22-year-old last April. But his journey to Minnesota wasn't an easy one. It started in a place with little fanfare and flash, Hutchinson Community College in Kansas.
I think about it a lot. Coming from junior college, like you said, then going to Tennessee down here, you know, it's a lot of guys who went to junior college and ain't make it. You know, junior college is a grind. You being so far away from your home and your family. But it taught me a lot of things. It taught me how to be a man and do everything on my own. And I know my family, they supported me from wherever they was at that time. And I know they always had my back. And when I went to Tennessee, it was close to me. It was only 3.5 hours. And they drove up every week just to watch me play. So I was kind of happy for that.
His time in the middle of Kansas playing football in front of small crowds helped him grow into the player and person he is today.
That junior college, it taught me a lot. Man. Just being, like I said, being so far away from your family, doing everything on your own, and it's just your grind. And I look back at them like, I know junior college taught me the things I know I need to know now. And I look back there all the time. If I don't think I went to junior college, I really don't think I'd be here where I'm at now. You know, most guys go to a bigger school. You know, I wasn't blessed the opportunity to go. I had to do the junior college route. So junior college, it slowed everything down for me. It taught me things like you had to really open your eyes and see, was this really for you? You know, being so far and everything was tougher than other guys being at Division I school. I know it's hard for them, but we're not really getting looked at. You got to rely on your coach to get your film out to schools just to look at you. And so I think it was a big adversity for me.
From a junior college to a year with the Tennessee Volunteers to the Minnesota Vikings, Cordero Patterson's journey to the NFL hasn't been easy, but he has found a way to prosper. He provides flash on and off the field, from his fashion to his game-changing speed. The rookie has found the perfect fit in Minnesota to do his shopping and outrunning his defenders on Sundays.